at 686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
It is Friday, America. I doubt you needed my reminder for that. But it's been good to be with you all week, and now we are going to conclude it with a finale of a show. I'm not saying it's going to be any better or any worse than any of the other ones, but what I am saying is it's going to be a Friday show, because today's Friday. How sharp are we at the Sons of Liberty? Folks, thank you for joining us. Last night, I was up for some time, and I was reading in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I love Luke's writing because Luke seemed to have an administrative quality. He was very detailed. He knew how to depict a portion of Scripture to us readers, and thank God for men like William Tyndale. Thank God for men like John Wycliffe. Thank God for men like Mr. Huss and Martin Luther, that bled and gave us the opportunity. Many of you folks don't realize that when you read your Bible, when we go to the Gospel of Luke, for example, as we're going to today, many folks don't realize what it took to have these pages of the Gospel of Luke. How much blood? Blood! I'm talking about real blood that was shed so that you and I could have this testimony of Christ conveyed to us through words and have that opportunity to tune into that word whenever we want. To touch heaven and have heaven touch us and change us. That we can actually accomplish these great things that we talk about. Liberty in America. I'm in the book of Luke and I'm reading. And this is just a great context. Because we need to contextualize everything that we do in life. We can apply it to the Bible, and here is a standard. Here is a perfect example of what we deal with in this day and age. Those that would be called, if you will, I don't even know if I should use the word, but similar to an establishment, those that are established, let's put it that way, those that have established to themselves a position, and they have great authority, they have many people that listen to them, and not realizing that that person must become a servant. Many of those people get puffed up in their mind and they believe the people are there to serve them. And what did Christ say? Don't think I didn't come to the earth to be served. Are you nuts? I'm the king of the universe. I created this all. I don't need some piddly little person to serve me. They can't give me nothing. I came to lay my life down for those people that eventually would even take my life. Christ is sitting down to eat. What happened is the Pharisees, and I'm talking about those that are established in society. And the reason I even explain this, because many folks out there say, well, I just can't stand religion, all that hypocrisy. I just don't like organized religion. Okay, I probably understand what you're saying, probably 80% of it, of what you're saying. But there's a 20% in me that says, well, then I need to do something about it. And you just haven't come to that 20% yet. Because the God of heaven will not be tainted by men, by religion. None of that. That's why he's God. And as Christ sat down, one of the Pharisees said, Jesus, will you come to my house? I want to give you dinner. Will you come to my house to eat? Think about it nowadays. Apply it to this day and age. A pompous political figure. Hey, I'm a conservative. I go to church. Jesus is in town. He'd probably want to come eat at my house. Honey, I'm going to invite Jesus over. So Simon, as the man says, invites Jesus over. And at that particular time, a sinner in the community, one who didn't claim to be established, one who didn't claim to know anything, one who knew her position and the extent of her sin, came up and started weeping over Christ's feet and washing them with her hair. And then she got a box of ointment, an alabaster box, a very expensive box of ointment, and put it on his feet. The King of Kings, folks. The King of Kings. She identified with that Spirit of Christ and said, here is the King. I prostrate myself before him because I know I am nothing. And here you have the leader of the Jews in his house thinking he just did Jesus a favor by inviting him over for dinner. Right? You think in the beginning of your Republican meetings and your Democratic meetings that we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to have somebody pray. Yeah, gotta like that, I'll bet. Simon's feeding Christ dinner. And Simon said, inside of his own mind, by the way, doesn't he know that this woman is a sinner? He's letting this nasty lady come in and wash his feet? Boy, is he brainless. Yeah, you know those folks that actually think that their job is to serve the people, to be servants towards the people, those nasty little people. Jesus, you're in a dignified person's house right now. You don't be messing around with those peasants. Christ turns to him and said, I got a question for you, a parable. This is in Luke chapter 7. He said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 pence, the other owed 50. And when neither one of them had the money, he frankly forgave them both. They both had a debt. He said, which one do you think would love more? And Simon said, well, I guess the one that owed the most. Can you hear that, folks? What do we feel that we owe the God of heaven before we can turn into our communities and expect to change anything? What do we owe? Are we God's gift to Democrats to get them on the right page? Are we God's gift to ungodly people to get them on the right page? To socialists? No, we have an opportunity that Christ has gave us we're accountable for. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The math teacher says he's appealing the new ruling and is willing to fight all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, even if he has to pay for it himself.
I think so. I think I'd take a second mortgage, sell my house, I would do it.
There you have it, folks. There is a true man of God that is willing to stand for your liberties, reach the next generation. He's a teacher. He had banners up in his classroom that said, "In God we trust, God bless America." This is Bradley Johnson. We covered him yesterday. The reason I bring him up again is because I want you to be encouraged, America, that people are willing to fight. Not just fight and do right, but they're willing to suffer for it. They're willing to sacrifice for it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, the Bible says, everything, and yet lose his soul? So what loss is it to a man to lose everything to gain his soul? I end the parable where Christ turned to that rich man who invited him to his house to eat. And this is what he said. He said, "I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet. Oh, yeah, you gave me a little prayer at your meetings. Thanks a lot, guys. Boy, you know, God's just waiting up in heaven, anticipating for your little prayers to him. To just acknowledge God at one of your events. That's nothing! Oh, my gosh! It's not even bold! Christ said, "I came, you didn't give me any water for my feet, but this woman has washed my feet with her tears, her repentance. She showed by demonstration not just the physical act of washing, but the spiritual act of repentance. She wiped them with the hairs of her head. You wouldn't even use a towel. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since that time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you didn't anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment." Therefore, this is what he says to the woman. He said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven. But you, rich man, invited me into your house to put a badge on your shirt to say, 'Hey, I fed dinner to Jesus. I put him on my website. Jesus ate here.' This woman, he said, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. What is that faith? That faith saw what others could not see. See, that rich man didn't understand the relevance of Christ. That woman did. This teacher, Bradley Johnson, can see the relevance of Christ in his school and says, I will stand. And now we have a guest with us today, Miss Pamela Geller. She is the founder, editor, and publisher of AtlasShrugs.com. I encourage you to check out her website, AtlasShrugs, S-H-R-U-G-S.com. She's the executive director of Stop Islamization. That's a tough word. Islamization of America, S-I-O-A, as well as the Freedom Defense Initiative, FDI, and is a regular columnist for our friends and our allies, folks, WND. You can go to WorldNet Daily, WND.com. The American Thinker, Human Events, and Other Publications. She is the author. Boy, I'm just blowing your horn right now, Pamela. Now, we just talked about the rich man that had Jesus over for dinner, and I'm hoping after this is over. I'm just kidding. We live a long distance from each other. You have wrote a book, Miss Pamela. Thank you for being with us on the show, by the way.
Thank you so much for having me.
We just talked about the teacher in California who's willing to go all the way to the Supreme Court and maybe even sell his house or put a second mortgage on it to defend his religious liberties in school. And the reason I use that as a context to bring you in is because I see what you're doing right now. And the question, you know, we've asked this oftentimes in the Sons of Liberty, where are the men out there taking these issues on? Because these issues aren't just little itsy-bitsy issues. Oh, we're just ranting and raving. These are legit, and there's real enemies out there, isn't there, Pamela?
Yes, there are, and perhaps women are leading the charge on this because we have the most to lose. I mean, under the Sharia, the subjugation and oppression of women is undeniable, brutal, and almost unfathomable, apart from the easy stuff, like a woman's testimony is only worth half of a man's, or a woman who charges rape needs four witnesses, four male witnesses, as if four male witnesses that watched it would actually then testify against the rapist. I mean, why didn't they do anything at the time? And then if there are no witnesses, then it didn't happen. The honor killings, the misogyny, the forced marriages, the forced child marriages, all given the imprimatur of legitimacy under the Sharia. So perhaps many women are feeling what I'm feeling, even in this country, the diminishment and sort of the dehumanization of women. Clearly, the feminists, an already bogus movement, and I'm saying that as a male chauvinist, okay? But clearly, you know, feminism is rooted in Lenin Marx's dogma.
That's right.
And so it was never about women's rights. And frankly, I have my rights here.
You know, Pamela, I appreciate what you're saying. I believe that the women have identified they have a lot to lose, but I wouldn't let the men off the hook that easily, because it's not just the issue of Islam. It's not just the issue of what's going on in the political sphere today. It's not just the issue of where are the men in churches. Why is it the women that show up to the prayer meetings? Why is it the women doing all of the work? Why is it the women that are reading their stories to their children and training up their children? I think the men just aren't concerned because they don't feel that it affects them. But women understand and have better intuition.
I'm not giving them a free pass.
I
only offered my explanation. It grieves
and it was
me
good.
That it grieves me that it's the same 10 people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the same 10 people fighting this fight. I can name them on my hand. I mean, everyone is terrified of the subject. Even the best conservative websites and radio stations. I mean, you don't see, and I love him, you don't see Rush touching this. You don't see Levin touching this. You don't see Medved touching this. You don't see Hewitt, Prager, Hannity does touch upon it from time to time. He's probably the most of a field of really, absentee big voices on this. It scares people because they're enforcing, they don't realize it, of course, they're self-enforcing the Sharia. Under the Sharia, there are blasphemy laws, and the blasphemy laws say you cannot offend Islam. You cannot be critical or candid about Islam, even if it's the truth, because it offends Muslims, insults Muslims. And blasphemers in Muslim countries are put to death, by the way. They're executed. Here in America, here in the West, Europe included, and in Canada, your character is assassinated. You are smeared, marginalized, and deemed radioactive. You're called a racist. And, of course, Islam is not a race. It's an ideology. Yeah. You're called an Islamophobe. And, by the way, according to Abdul Muhammad, who was present, he called it in the bowels of Muslim think tanks. He was present when the word Islamophobia was invented, was created. He said it was invented. The loathsome term, his term, not mine, the loathsome term was created, invented to club critics of and beat up critics of Islam and Islamic Jihad. So there's an information war going on, Brad. There's absolutely a war in the war of ideas, in the information battle space.
You know, Pamela, and folks listening right now, I want to give you the opportunity to call in and talk to Pamela, but I think without a question, anybody listening right now understands why we have Pamela on the air today. Pamela, you have got a lot to give, and we want to give you that opportunity. But, folks, we also want you to be able to call in 1-877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Now, this topic is close to many folks across the nation and many Sons of Liberty listeners, so I want you to call in and be able to weigh in on this topic with Ms. Pamela Geller. The topic of your book is how can we defend America against Islamic supremacist encroachments? What is the feedback and the response on this book so far, Pamela? And I'm really going to give you the pedestal, so go ahead and talk.
Okay. First of all, it's just out a week. None of the big shows will have me on, of course. You and many like you doing the real work, Yauman's work. You are the warriors on the front lines of the information battle space. I wrote this book, unlike my first book, The Post-American Presidency, The Obama Administration's War in America. I wrote that because I had been researching Obama since late 2007, and I saw that there was a complete blackout on the information. This candidate was not vetted, and I felt the American people really needed to know. This book sprang up from emailings and people on Facebook and my readers at atlasshrugs.com asking me for help in specific areas. The emails really became fast and furious during my opposition to the Ground Zero Mosque, which, by the way, needs pointing out we have stopped that for the time being. I mean, they're never going to stop, ever. They want that icon. They want that victory mosque of Islamic supremacism, because, as we know, it's an Islamic pattern to build triumphal mosques on the cherished sites of conquered lands. They say it's a mosque of healing and reconciliation, but I can tell you, never in the history of Islam, the 1,400-year history of Islam, has there ever been, ever, a mosque of reconciliation and healing built on the cherished site of a jihadi attack, just so that you know. The Dome of the Rock, clearly, the holiest Jewish site, is a mosque. They built it on top of the First Temple and the Second Temple. The Hagia Sophia, the most beautiful church in the world,
is a
mosque.
Tell me about that. I'm interested in that. It was a mosque. Wasn't it then converted to a Christian church?
It was a church. The Saint Sophia was the most exquisite, most beautiful church in the world, and it was conquered in Constantinople before it became Istanbul, and it became a mosque. That is the most beautiful and exquisite church, and should be returned to the Christians.
Another example, Pamela. We've got a break.
Thousands of Hindu temples.
We've got a break.
Converted.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have with us today Miss Pamela Geller, and she is the author of the book, How Can We Defend America Against Islamic Supremacist Encroachment? Now, it's important. We've had Brigitte Gabriel on the radio before, and this woman is cut of the same cloth. These guys are both cut of the same cloth, these women. They are on fire. They see a sincere threat to our country, and it's a threat that I think not only myself, I need to be more educated on. And I will be just frank and honest. Many of you know that our mission as a ministry at the Sons of Liberty, and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, has been to protect this next generation from the immoral onslaught that is confronting them every single day, not just in school, but through media, through television, through their music that they listen to. That's what's happening right now, the attack on the families in America. But this is a real threat, and as we put our guard down to allow our kids to be attacked by all the things that this ministry is attempting to protect them from, now you have foreign enemies coming into our land right now, and that's why we have Miss Pamela Geller. Thank you again for being back with us, Pamela.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I know before you have got a ton of information, and we kind of ran out of time on the last break, but I want you to kind of pick up where you left off, and then I want to open it to callers. So callers, give Pamela a call. Let her get some things out there so that we can understand, so we can be educated on how serious this threat is right on our own borders right now today, even in our own nation's capital. 877-807-9977. Now, we are just coming off of 9/11, the 10th year. I don't even know if I want to call it an anniversary, but the 10th year since 9/11 has happened. And, folks, this is the real deal, and it's in America right now. I want to read a quote here for all of you callers, 877-807-9977. This is what is on, this is what I've read here, and you can speak to this probably even better than I can, Pamela, but This particular gentleman, Malik Dar al-Hiraja, I think is his name. We will see the day when Islam, by the grace of Allah, will become the dominant way of life, is what he said. You will see Islam move from being the second largest religion in America to being the first religion in America. Now, that doesn't concern me very much. They've been saying that for thousands of years. What does concern me is when I start to look into the Christian church, and we actually have a caller right now for you, Pamela. What is the Christian church doing to maintain the ground that Christians, their predecessors, have established in this country? What are they doing to secure that Christianity? Nikki is with us from Minnesota. Oops, we lost Pamela.
Hello.
Nikki, just hold on with your question here. I'm going to reiterate my question. We're going to get Pamela back on the air. What are Christian churches doing in the United States of America to maintain the ground that belongs to them? Our founders weren't so much anti-Islam because they knew if true Christianity was set forth, that man would naturally follow Christ. If true Christianity was set forth in its boldness, in its firmness, if that was set forth in the United States of America, men would naturally be converted from Islam to Christianity. But right now, I believe what we're seeing in this country is the Christian church not maintaining its ground, not being vigilant, not doing what it should be doing as ministers of that great gospel of Christ. And due to that, you have other religions coming in, flooding in to the United States of America, attempting to establish, as this gentleman said, you will see Islam move from being the second largest religion in America to being the first religion in America. Now, Nicole, I want you to direct your question to Ms. Pamela Geller.
Hello, thank you for having me on, Jake. I just had a quick question. I was wondering how the church has responded to your book and your position that you've taken.
Which church? The Christian church? Is that what you're referring to?
The Christian church, yes. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Go ahead, Pamela.
No church has responded. Honestly, no church has responded. I'm not really looking to a particular organization to take a stand with me. It's very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the information war. It's part of the imposing of the Sharia to demonize anyone that speaks against Islamic Jihad. This book was written for individuals. Individuals can make a difference. With no money, with no organization, individuals change the course of human events. We protested a big mega mosque going up in a convent on church land in Staten Island, and we defeated that Muslim Brotherhood mosque. And
Amen.
It was the Muslim Brotherhood Mosque being built by the Muslim American Society.
Are you?
We successfully stopped, for the time being, the Ground Zero Mosque. And the mayor was a big supporter of it. President Obama was a big supporter of it. And they were supposed to break ground on September 11, 2011, and they did not. And we will continue to fight that. The mosquing of the workplace, where Muslim prayer times are imposed on union contracts and non-Muslim workers are forced to lengthen their day. Look at Heinz, the Heinz Ketchup Company. They are enormously generous today. Muslim workers. They have prayer rooms, they have prayer rugs, and now they're being sued to stop the line. That's right, stop the factory line for Muslim prayer times. Now, mind you, in Muslim countries, they don't stop the line, and they don't stop working. They pray either before or after work. This is a way of imposing Islam on the secular marketplace. This book teaches you what you have to do to fight what's ever happening in your town, your village, your hamlet, your city. Is it the mosquing of your neighborhood where there's a big, giant rabat, a beachhead for Islamic imperialism or expansionism going up on your tiny little street where there are no churches and no synagogues and no Walmarts? You know, they go to city councils, they go to town boards, and they get them to change the ordinances for them. Is your public school, are they putting aside prayer space for Muslim children in your public school? That's a violation of mosque and state. It must be fought. You must stand up against it. Just the night before last, we had a victory in Pulliup, Washington, where CARE, which is a Muslim Brotherhood group, named an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorist funding trial in our nation's history, wanted to go into the school and teach the children, proselytize to the children about Islam. Now, I'll tell you what happened. The word got out, and a lot of parents went down to that school meeting, and they demanded equal time. If you're going to teach about Islam, you're going to teach about Christianity, and you're going to teach about Judaism, and you're going to, oh, yeah, and let me tell you something. They fought back, and they won. This is what you have to do. My fear in the churches, in the interest of interfaith dialogue and interdenominational nonsense, okay,
yep,
they're constantly making concessions. They bring imams into church. There's a thing called Chrislam. They bring Qurans into the church. Now, my suggestion, and the Catholic schools are doing this a lot.
Yes,
my suggestion is for every imam that goes into a religious school, a Catholic school, a Christian school, you must demand reciprocity. You want a priest or a rabbi or a Hindu Sikh, whatever, Hindu holy man, to go into the madrasa and preach the word of Christ. Let me tell you something, that's never going to happen. Ever. There is no reciprocity. They talk about building bridges. If you've read Saeed Qutb, a leading Islamic scholar, read his book Milestones. He's revered, respected. He said you have to build bridges. But building bridges go one way. The bridge goes to Islam. So when they say, when you see the Ground Zero Mosque imam say, I'm a bridge builder, he's not lying to you. He is a bridge builder. The bridge is one way. The bridge is to Islam. That's why I wrote this book, because people, the media is lying to you. The politicians are looking in the rearview mirror. They have absolutely no political will. They have absolutely no spine. The only politician I see running in 2012 who gets it is Ilario Pantano in North Carolina. If you can, get, I don't care if you don't live in North Carolina. Support him, send him money, use the phone, do phone banks. Help this man get elected. We need heroes.
Pamela?
Yeah.
You are a hero, first of all. I want to say that. And folks, I want you to support Pamela. If you can't hear this woman's heart and what she is doing and standing in the gap for you, your children, your liberty. Listen to the victories she just talked about, for crying out loud. She's not stopping and accepting no for an answer and letting them just bulldoze her over. You need to buy this book. You need to buy this book, listeners. How can we defend America against Islamic supremacist encroachment? You need to buy this book by Pamela Geller. The book is called The Post-American... Wait. She's also the author of The Post-American Presidency. I'm sorry. I jumped ahead.
No, it's fine. It's true. So it's not a problem.
The Obama administration's war on America. This woman is cut of the cloth of the Sons of Liberty, a tireless, irate minority keen on setting brush fires of liberty. This is all about liberty, folks. This is your liberty. You lay down on this one again. I need to read something because my fire gets up on this topic. If we chained off our churches, they'd be out of business. We have to share our parking lots with our Muslim neighbors. The church has declined requests. This is what happened. The church has declined requests and been roundly rebuked by mosques and members of the local Muslim community. Shutting down the entire parking lot would invite widespread scorn. The Muslims want to use the Christian church's parking lot. And this pastor...
Can I just think about that mosque as well?
You're not going to let me talk, are you? You're not going to let me talk, are you, Pamela?
That mosque is the mosque of Anwar Awlaki. Anwar Awlaki was the imam to the 9/11 Muslim terrorists that attacked this country brought down the World Trade Center, the Pentagon. And they meant the Capitol, but the great American heroes took down that plane in Shanksville. What I'm saying is that he was the imam to the Times Square bomber. Anwar Awlaki was the imam to the Fort Hood jihadi. The Fort Hood jihadi who mowed down 13, really 14 of our soldiers, because one of those soldiers was pregnant, 14 months, it was 5 months pregnant. Understand how infiltrated we are at the Department of Defense and the Department of State and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. When the Department of Defense issued the report on the Fort Hood jihadi, and mind you, Major Hassan had come out as a jihadi on Grand Rounds. He made a PowerPoint presentation, which I use to explain Islam. That's how good it is, if you know what I mean. He was wearing the garb of the Shaheed the morning of his jihad. He was carrying, he was giving out Qurans the morning of his Shaheed. His business card said Soldier of Allah. And while he was mowing down our heroes, our fallen warriors, he was screaming, Allah is greater. Allah Akbar, just so that you know, means Allah is greater than what? Than your God.
That's right.
It's supremacist. It's a supremacist. Allah is greater supremacist. And my point in all this is the final report and all reports about the Fort Hood jihadi never mentioned ideology, never mentioned jihad, never mentioned religious motivation. This is how bad things are at the DOD. If you look at the 9/11 ceremonies where I had a big rally on Sunday, a freedom rally, that welcomed clergy because they were banned from the official ceremony, that welcomed first responders who were excluded from the official ceremony. If you look at that, you know, you have to understand that the president issued guidelines before, said to all the ceremonies, commemorative ceremonies nationally and internationally. Do not mention, he said, do not mention Al-Qaeda. Do not mention ideology. Do not mention motive.
Pamela.
You believe this? Wait, 10 years later, and then wait.
We got a hard break, Pamela. We have a hard break. I've got to let you go for one more break. We'll bring Pamela back here on the next segment. Pamela, thank you so much for being with us. Her book, again, Stop Islamization of America, A Practical Guide to the Resistance. We have Pamela Geller. She'll be right back with us on the last segment. Thanks for tuning
in. Thank you.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Folks, we are back with the Sons of Liberty. And what I'm referring to here, or actually with our guest, Pamela Geller, she's referring to the topic of Islam in America here. How we defend America against Islamic supremacist encroachment. Her book is Stop the Islamization of America, A Practical Guide to the Resistance. Now, if you're like me, folks, you've been drinking from a fire hose for about a half an hour, which is good. We need that sometimes. It wakes us up. It starts to give us the correct type of perspective. I want to read a quote here, and then I'm going to give Pamela the last word. But I'm also reminded of the book of the law, the Hebrew book of the law. We are a Judeo-Christian nation. And in that book, Moses commanded the children of Israel, there is one law, and both the stranger and the Israelite must follow that law. If they come in, they don't profess the same creed. It makes no difference. They have rights so long as they abide by the law. We are not ruled by Sharia law, folks. It's one law. Under the Judeo-Christian God, we are one nation under God. Justice will not be served, said Benjamin Franklin, until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. I think the problem, Pamela, is so many people feel they're unaffected by this topic, and when they finally realize they are affected, it's too late. So please give us your contact information. How do we learn more? Because we can't possibly tackle this topic within the 45 minutes allotted. So shoot away,
Agreed.
Pamela. It's all yours.
They can go to atlasshrugs.com. That's my website. Clearly, if you pick up your children's history books, take a look at what they're being taught about Islam. It's proselytizing. You have no idea what's going on. You're being lied to by the media. There's a disinformation campaign going on. There have been over close to 20,000 Islamic attacks since 9/11, each one with the imprimatur of a Muslim cleric, each one with a mosque behind it. But you don't hear about it on the news. I strongly recommend you get my book, learn how to fight the encroaching Islamization of your city, your town, your school, your workplace, your country, your government. And it's a how-to guide. Pragmatic primer for patriots. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Pamela. And can I say this, a streamlined way, can people get you at WND, or is it easiest just to go to your website?
It's easier to go to my website or write me at PamelaGeller@gmail.com, or you can write me through WorldNet Daily as well. I have a weekly column there every Wednesday. I break another story concerning this issue.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Pamela. You are a sweetheart, number one. Number two, I just appreciate your boldness and your willingness to stand in the gap. You touched on the children. You touched on the schools. That's the heartbeat of this ministry. That's where we're at. And when I see people like yourself, folks, you really do got to check out Pamela. You've got to check out this book. You've got to follow her column on WND. It's important. She cares enough to be willing to sacrifice everything that she has. You know, let me ask you this question. I'm not going to send you off yet. How do you feel your life is different since you've brought this battle, or since you've addressed this battle or stepped up to the plate with this battle?
Well, clearly my life changed 9/11 because I'd always assumed my freedom. I never once questioned it. It was the air I would breathe, and it was the first time that I understood that freedom is not free, mm-hmm. and America might not be forever either. Mm-hmm. How has it changed? Look, I live under death threat. I mean, I get death threats all the time. People say, you know, aren't you afraid? Honestly, I'm afraid of doing nothing.
Amen.
That's scarier to me. You know, the alternative is scarier because, let me tell you, this is galloping. This is galloping Sharia. They're moving at a pace. And so my life has changed because now I'm fighting for the life that I had for my children. I don't want them. I don't believe that our children are going to grow up in the world that you and I grew up in. I just don't see it. It's changed, and we have to fight for our freedom. And, it's true. Freedom is not free.
You got that right. You know what? And it's not free. And until we're willing to, I want to reiterate what Benjamin Franklin said. Benjamin Franklin said, justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. So you're telling me, Pamela, and this is just for our listeners here, and we've kind of slowed it down a notch here, but this is important. You got to the point where you're at right now when your bubble was burst in so many words. Is that correct?
Yes. Very well said. Exactly right. When, I had never, to me, we had won the war. We had won World War II. The good guys were on the beat. We had defeated evil. And we were in a post-historical kind of like a new geopolitical landscape. The good guys were on the beat. Righteousness won. And the history was sort of over. And how wrong I was. The battle between good and evil is constant. It's eternal. No matter what costume the time period is wearing, it's essentially exactly the same. And it must be fought. And God expects us to fight it. God expects us. He does not expect us to sit back and say, God will take care of it. No. He expects you to fight. He expects you to fight for him. He expects you to fight for the good. He expects you to fight for the righteous, because what we're seeing really is the hatred of the good for being the good.
Mm-hmm. You would sum it up as such. Now, a lot of people actually debate that topic right there. They don't feel that that's the case, but you really feel that's the case, and I would know.
Yeah, they're
know.
Wrong. Those people are wrong. That is the case, period. Yes, they look to make it complicated so that people think it's over their head and they're not equipped to consider the issue. But it's absolutely wrong. It's quite simple. It's individualism versus statism. It's individualism versus collectivism. I mean, there is no unique soul in Islam. There is no one unique soul. It is a collective. It's called the Ummah, the worldwide global community. In Judaism, there is the unique soul. In Christianity, there is the unique soul. It's completely different. It's a completely different paradigm.
You're correct.
A completely different belief system.
So,
absolutely.
So I want to read this again. It's in the book of Numbers, Numbers 15, 29. You shall have one law. That's what it says. And we have one nation. One nation, one law. And then I want you to kind of open up this, how Sharia law is attempting to usurp our constitutional law that we have in America. But this is what the word says. This is what the scripture says. You shall have one law for the stranger that sojourneth among you, and for all them that are among the nation of Israel. Speaking of Israel there, but we're talking about America here. When you have other gods that come in to your nation, there's war in the gates in the book of Judges. It happened. There's war in the gates. Explain what you're seeing from that perspective.
Well, I mean, like, this is the eternal battle, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
This is the eternal battle, the subjugation of non-Muslims. Look, you know, Jewish law is voluntary.
Yep.
Canon law is voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
Sharia law is not voluntary. And Jewish law and canon law do not in any way to pertain to non-Jews or non-Christians, okay? But Sharia is an authoritative political ideology that applies to non-Muslims.
Sure.
And the subjugation of non-Muslims in the 1,400-year history is well known, although it's not taught in the school, but there's 270 million victims over a millennium of jihadi wars, land appropriations, cultural annihilations, and enslavements.
You know,
I'm
just going to say this. 10 years ago, you could not talk the way that you're talking right now. Now you sound like an expert. I mean, you are literally an encyclopedia upon this topic. I can't even get over how you don't even stutter. You're just going. But folks that are listening right now, Pamela is telling us her bubble was burst. What she thought existed really didn't exist. This surreal life of I'm going to have liberty no matter what I do. If I do something, I'll have it. If I don't do something, I'll have it. She realized at a point in time in her life that I have to do something, or that which I experience will not be given to my children, will not be given to the next generation. Therefore, I must stand. As Martin Luther King said, and I remind all of us of this, when a people get caught up with that which is right, this is right, and are willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory. The key word meaning sacrifice. Christ did not come to preach to say to men, hey, your life's going to be better if you lift up my name, if you exalt my name, if you walk out the gospel. He said you're going to be persecuted, you're going to be misunderstood, you're going to be lied about. You may be killed. You're going to be hated. There's going to be division. Because right is right, and darkness can never be reconciled unto right. It hates it. It's diametrically opposed to it. Thus, we need the redemption of the great Redeemer, Jesus Christ, that converts a man's heart and that sheds life, so that wonderful women like Pamela, who we have with us today again, and I want to give you one last plug on the book, Stop the Islamization of America, A Practical Guide to Resistance. The reason I even brought you on the show today wasn't so much to talk about how bad the Muslims were, but how apathetic the churches are in responding to this situation.
Literally. Yeah, they have not at all. It's very true. It's a very good point, I have to tell you. And not all Muslims are bad. Many are secular and don't even know what's in the book.
Sure.
Seriously. I mean, so it's not
same
that.
As Christians.
But no, the churches and the synagogues too. So it's not.
Yep.
No one's criticizing solely. I'm not pulling out. You know. Calling them out on it. This is a problem.
Mm-hmm. And it's a problem that we have to deal with. We cannot turn our eyes to it. And worst of all, we can't do business with it. I want to read you a quote from this. Pastor Toon, I believe it is. Are you familiar with him in D.C. there?
I've heard of him, yes.
We've considered the public relations nightmare we would encounter, he said, if we didn't share our parking lot. It's a no-win situation for us. No, you've already lost if that's the mentality and the mindset you're going to take. Then
you
might as well
much.
Just open the borders and let everybody come in because, oh my gosh, CNN might cover this and make us look bad and our offerings might go down and what in the world would happen? Our kids might actually look at us like we're men, like we care about posterity, like we're willing to do something for the Christ that gave all for us. Pamela, thank you so much. We have a hard break. This is the end of the show. You have been a blessing, and thank you so much, all of you listeners. You need to go to her website, atlasshrugs.com. Her book, again, Stop Islamization of America, A Practical Guide to Resistance. God bless you, Pamela. God bless your efforts.
God bless you and your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful weekend, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sons of Liberty listeners. We will be back with you tomorrow. Remember, Saturday's show, Mr. Bradley Dean will be on the air for you tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.